Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back to the Happiness Hangout Podcast. I'm Katie, a mindset coach, here to help you shift your mindset, align with your dreams, and create a life that you love. We'll dive into personal growth, manifesting, and everything you need to level up. Thanks for hanging out, and let's get started. As the second episode of our four-part self-love series, I wanted to get into how to stop being so hard on yourself. This is something that I have fallen into a lot, and I'm finally learning how to overcome it, and so I'm just so excited to get into all this, either help you stop being so hard on yourself and just remind you why it is so important the way that we speak to ourselves. And so I think a really great way to start this episode off is to really understand why we are so hard on ourselves, because I think this will just really help you have more compassion for yourself. And the first reason is because of the positive intent that it has behind it. Because every single negative feeling that we have, every single negative habit that we have, all of it has a positive intention behind it, whether you like it or not. And so with being hard on yourself, usually we think that being hard on ourselves will actually motivate us to do more and maybe get more done. But the spoiler is it usually doesn't. And if anything, it ends up doing the opposite, because when we are not feeling good about ourselves and we're being hard on ourselves, I feel like it's a lot less motivating. The second reason are just these like high expectations, perfectionism, and unrealistic expectations that we put on ourselves, because the bar that we set for ourselves is often impossible. And what's wild is that we would never put those same expectations on a friend. And so it's just important to recognize, like, okay, are these expectations even real? Is this something that I can actually even achieve right away? Or do I need to give myself time with it? The third reason is fear of judgment and rejection. Because we are so scared of not being enough, so we end up overcompensating by pushing ourselves harder and being like, no, I have to do more. I have to do all these things so that people will like me or so that I can be accepted. And it's just a really crazy never-ending cycle where we're constantly trying to do more and think that doing more is what is going to help us be accepted or help us finally get to the place that we want to get. And in reality, it's like putting ourselves down and being hard on ourselves ends up just creating this disconnect between where we are and where we want to go, and takes away all of the joy in between. And the last reason is just this lack of self-compassion. It is so easy to be kind to others, but when it comes to ourselves, for some reason, it is a lot harder. And I think like a big reason behind this too is that we just let so much more slide. Whereas when we're like talking to a friend, if you were to go talk to a friend badly and say bad things to them, like they would probably be like, hey, what the heck? Like, why are you saying that to me? That's not okay. And here we are not having that self-compassion for ourselves and not cutting the self-talk. And so those are just a few of the reasons why you might be so hard on yourself. And of course, this isn't a one-size-fits-all kind of thing, but if you feel like there may even be more to that, I highly encourage you just do even more digging and be like, why am I being so hard on myself? And what is the positive intention behind me being so hard on myself? And then finding different ways to get to that positive intention. But now I want to talk about how to break the cycle so that we can finally stop being so hard on ourselves, take the good out of it, and let go of the negatives. And I think the base of all of this is just accepting yourself fully. I know that this is a lot easier said than done, but a root cause of why we are so hard on ourselves and put ourselves down so much is just from this lack of self-acceptance. Because when we don't fully accept ourselves, we are constantly striving for perfection. We are seeking validation from other people, or we're comparing ourselves to others in ways that just consistently leave us not feeling good enough. But I want to remind you that you are worthy of love just as you are. You are worthy of accepting yourself, and you deserve to accept yourself. And when you accept yourself, you are able to just let go of all of that unnecessary self-judgment and open yourself up to growth and self-improvement in a healthy and balanced way and not in such a toxic way. Another way to break this cycle is just to realize that perfectionism is an illusion. Growth comes from trial and error and not getting it right the first time. And if you did it all perfectly the first time, what would there be to look forward to and grow towards? Like, I was getting coffee with a friend the other day and she just filmed this whole entire film and was talking to me about it. And she was like, I was so afraid to edit it because I was so nervous to look at it and be disappointed by my work. And then she had this whole entire mindset shift and perspective shift of, you know what, like, this isn't supposed to be perfect. This isn't the first time that I create something or like do something for the very first time does not need to be perfect, because if it is perfect, then what else would there be to grow and look forward to? And like, the whole part of life is the climb and the journey. And so if you automatically just got there right away, what would there be to look forward to? You aren't, like, it's just so important to remember that, like, you aren't meant to do it all perfectly, and there's beauty in the imperfection and in the growth. The third part of breaking the cycle is stopping that negative self-talk and asking yourself, would I talk to a friend like this? The things that you say to yourself are probably things that you would never in a million years say to anyone else, like not even an enemy probably. So if the things that you say to yourself sound cruel when you say them out loud, I think that it's a good reminder to change the script and be like, okay, how can I flip this and how can I stop this negative self-talk? The fourth part of breaking the cycle is take the good of it and let go of the harm of it. So like, self-criticism can be a teacher, but only if we end up using it constructively. And this is exactly what I was talking about of what is the positive intention behind it, because at the core of it, self-criticism is here to protect us, push us toward improvement, or help us avoid mistakes. But, and so if you like eliminate it altogether, you would also be taking away the good of it. And so instead of just pushing it down completely, talk to it, ask yourself, what is this criticism trying to tell me? Is it coming from a place of fear or from genuine desire to help me grow? And what part of myself am I trying to protect? It has also been super helpful for me to relabel it from bad and just have a conversation with myself about it. So what I have been doing is when I'm feeling those negative feelings come up or find myself being really hard on myself, I just go and journal about it or talk myself through it. And I'm like, okay, Katie, I understand that you feel this way and I understand that you're trying to help me out, but let's talk this through and see if we can come to an agreement. Because a lot of the time we're being so hard on ourselves, we are looking at the situation black or white when there is definitely an in between. The next part of it is stop measuring yourself against unrealistic expectations and ask yourself, are the standards that I'm holding even realistic? Because most of the time they aren't, and you're probably just forgetting that you are a human being. And this was a big realization for me too recently. And it seems so simple, but I found myself putting myself down and being so hard on myself for literally, like, for example, having certain feelings or being hurt by something that a friend did. And then I had to stop myself and be like, wait, I'm literally a human being. Obviously, things are going to bother me. I have feelings. And so it's unrealistic for me to expect myself to not feel a certain way about things. It's unrealistic for me to be like, I should have already gotten there when there's so much other beauty and like just things to work towards. And so I think it's so important to just remind yourself when you're feeling that way that you are a human being. And I know that it sounds so simple, but I often forget that. And so maybe you do too. The next reminder too, and way to end this cycle, is remind yourself that where you are right now serves a purpose too. And you are exactly where you are meant to be. I get it. We all want to grow and get to that next season. But where you are right now is exactly where you are meant to be. And often the challenges that come into your life come in there so that you can grow and learn from them. And this is something that I emphasize a lot with clients, that the same challenge will keep coming into your life until you learn the lesson from it. And also each and every single season of your life serves a bigger purpose. And so a really great exercise too, when you find yourself being hard on yourself and being like, why am I dealing with this situation right now? Or why am I going through this season, instead of just putting yourself down and feeling bad for yourself about being there, reframing it and asking yourself, what is the gain in me being here and what is the lesson that I can learn from this? The next point is just remember that you don't need to dissect every single part of you. I think being in the self-improvement space, it is very easy to find something that always needs to be solved within you or that something's wrong with you and that's why you haven't gotten to the place that you want to get yet. But it's just remembering that you are also allowed to be and enjoy your life, and it doesn't always need to be growth. There isn't something that needs to be solved within you at all times, and you are allowed to just live your life. And then the last point is just to choose better feeling thoughts. Because you putting yourself down and saying all of those nasty things, like, let's be real, that doesn't feel good. And so ask yourself, wouldn't it feel better if I was just choosing a better feeling thought? And this was a huge mindset shift for me that I got from Abraham Hicks. It's that you putting yourself down, it doesn't feel good. So what if you chose a thought that felt slightly better? It doesn't even need to be the biggest shift ever, but just a small thought of, instead of, oh my God, I can't believe you did that thing, just being like, you know what? You did that thing. How can we grow and learn from this? And like, what did you do right in this situation? Because the thoughts that we have just consistently create a new reality for us. And so it's just so important to be mindful of the things that you're saying to yourself. And I think that's why this episode is so important to me and just what I really wanted to share with you all. Because when you are constantly being hard on yourself, when you are constantly putting yourself down, of course, it like doesn't feel good. But also, it is just creating a reality of something that you don't want to be living, because it doesn't feel good to be hard on yourself, and it doesn't feel good to be living in this place of, I'm not good enough. So I want to end this episode off by reminding you that you are enough. You are exactly where you need to be to get where you're meant to get. And you deserve to be kind to yourself and talk to yourself like you would talk to a friend. I also wanted to leave you with a few things to reflect on and maybe journal prompts that you might want to write down. And the first one is, where am I being too hard on myself? And would I say the same thing to a friend? The next one is, what is one realistic expectation I can set for myself instead? And lastly, it is, what is a more compassionate way to reframe my current challenge? I am sending you so much love and light. If you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to leave a 5-star review, as it really helps me out. And we will chat in the next episode.